Who is this irresistible creature who has an insatiable love for the dead?
What are you thinking about?
Sensing you are.
The Rock Show that never ends on KSFM 94.9.
Hi there, good evening, welcome back. The Rock Show that never ends is back online tonight, Wednesday the 1st of August, 8 to 9. This will be our last Wednesday show from this coming Friday, and subsequent Fridays the show will be on Friday nights from 8 to 9 and no longer on Wednesday nights from 8 to 9. So join us in future on Friday nights, 8 to 9. This is our last night on Wednesdays. Tonight we're going to be looking at women in rock music. We're going to be looking at some of the top female guitarists, in my opinion, and listening to some of the good female vocalists over the years, and also listening to some female bands. So tonight's our quality time with the ladies. Let's kick it off with that real legend of rock, Joan Jett. And let's listen how she loves rock and roll.
I knew he must have been about 17. He was going strong, playing my favorite song, and I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me.
Where we can be alone. Next we were moving on. He was with me, yeah, me. Next we were moving on. He was with me, yeah, me.
Take your time and dance with me.
closing that out was Lita Ford and Falling In and Out of Love from 1988. British-born, American-based rock guitarist and vocalist, was the lead singer and guitarist for The Runaways in the late 70s before embarking on his solo career in the 80s. 1988, she released her most commercially successful album, the self-produced Lita. The album featured four commercial hits, including the one we just heard, Falling In and Out of Love. Kicking it off, though, getting the show going for the evening, was Joan Jett and the Blackhearts with their classic I Love Rock and Roll from 1982. Joan Jett, as Lita Ford, they were both members of the group The Runaways until the group disbanded in 1978. Joan Jett's been around for a long time, and she produced her biggest selling album in 1982. I Love Rock and Roll, made it number one on the Billboard Hot 100 for 7 weeks in a row. They're both still producing. Lita Ford released a single in, an album in 2012, and Joan Jett her last album in 2010. They're both born in 1958, and these two ladies have got some of the strongest vocals, but are also well known for their guitar work. Both the phenomenal guitar work on those two songs was performed by Joan Jett and Lita Ford, respectively. Right, so tonight we're going to be looking at, as we said, the great vocalists, the great guitarists, and also going to be, as we move towards the end of the show, we're going to be looking at some of the new emerging talent of where female rock music and guitar music is moving towards. But continuing with some of the old faithfuls, let's listen to a classic Patti Smith number.
Baby, here's I am. Pull me close, try and understand. Desire is hunger, is the fire I breathe. Love is a banquet on which we feed.
Barracuda.
Go.
Nostalgic triple play down memory lane, kicking it off, Patti Smith there. The song Because the Night, she's an American singer, songwriter, poet, visual artist, referred to affectionately as the godmother of punk. Her works a fusion of rock and poetry. Her most well-known song, Because the Night, was co-written with Bruce Springsteen and reached number 13 in the Billboard Hot 100 in 1978. In the middle there, we had the Wilson sisters, Nancy and Ann Wilson. On guitar was Nancy, vocals Ann Wilson. An American rock band, founded the most success in Canada over the last four decades. They're still recording. Their last album came out in 2010. Barracuda, a song written by the band Heart, which was really the genesis of the Wilson sisters. And it was released first as a single on the album Little Queen in 1978. Ending it off was Chrissy Hynde and the Pretenders, the song Brass in Pocket from 1980. Chrissy Hynde's an American musician, best known as the lead singer of the rock new wave band, also sometimes even playing a bit of kind of reggae ska crossover. She's a singer, songwriter, and lead guitarist, and been the only constant member of the band throughout its history. The band's third single was the first success that they had, scoring a number one in the UK single charts for 2 weeks in January 1980, making it the biggest number one single of the 80s. They also peaked very high in the Billboard charts in the USA and Australia.
We are young, hearted to heart, we stand. No promises, no demands. Love is a battle.
We are strong. No one can tell us where we're wrong. We'll be right back.
Closer.
Kicking that off was Pat Benatar, Love is a Battlefield from 1985. American singer, four-time Grammy Award-winning vocalist. She's also a mezzo-soprano, which comes out in that song as well. She's had significant commercial success over the years, and as recently as 2010 was still touring. Love is a Battlefield was one of her big hits in the 80s, as well as Hit Me With Your Best Shot and Invincible. Wrapping up the double play was Annie Lennox and Dave Stewart from the Eurythmics, the very, very distinctive voice of Annie Lennox. The song Love is a Stranger, released in 1982, although it only became a hit in 1981 when it was re-released after the commercial breakthrough came with the song Sweet Dreams Are Made of This. Annie Lennox initially started out as in folk bands, in fiddle and pipe Irish bands, and has had a significant commercial success with Eurythmics and then as a solo artist. Her first solo album, Medusa, in the mid-90s, was a significant success, with the whole album just covers of very well-known songs by male artists. So that's been an overview of rock history, of where it's come from leading up into the early 90s. Let's now move forward from there and start to look at the 90s and into the current 20s, and then looking at the future of female rock as well.
I want you to know that I'm happy for you. I wish nothing but the best for you both. I know the version of me, is she perverted like me? Would she go down on you in a theater? Does she speak eloquently? And would she have your baby? I'm sure she'd make a really excellent mother. Cause the love that she gave every day wasn't able to make it up for you to be open wide. No. And every time you speak her name, does she know how you told me you'd help the world till you die? Till you die, but I am still alive, and I'm here to remind.
Till you die, till you die, but you're still alive. is empty. You're as a dull once we were hungry. Now we are full.
Starting off, the triple play was Alanis Morissette, A New Order No, from 1995. Canadian-born singer, songwriter, guitarist, and actress and record producer. And this was her phenomenal Jagged Little Pill album, released in 1995, which has since sold in excess of 33 million covers. It was initially started off just as a a small little album to really get us started and get a foot in the door. But as a result of airplay from a particular Los Angeles radio station that started to play You Ought to Know, which became the album's first meteoric single. And the song garnered attention for its scathing lyrics, and the subsequent music video went into heavy rotation on MTV and Much Music. Morissette's success with Jagged Little Pill has been credited with leading to the introduction of other female singers such as Shakira, Tracy Bonham, Meredith Brooks, Patti Rothberg in the early 2000s, Pink, and then fellow Canadian Avril Lavigne. Leading on from Pink's influences and the doors that Alanis opened was our second song in the mix, Pink and Just Like Pill, 2002 single release. She had a three-year career with the contemporary R&B girl Choice. In 2000, she then released her first single, and her debut album, Can't Take Me Home, followed soon afterwards. Just Like a Pill is a pop rock song written and produced by Dallas Austin, a well-known Texas producer, songwriter, and singer in his own rights. The lyrics of the song deal with getting out of the painful relationships, with a sub-theme about drug abuse. The last song in the mix is a song that most of you might have never heard before. The lady's name is Mary McKee, If Love Is a Red Dress, Hang Me in Rags, from 1993. If you're familiar with the movie Pulp Fiction, this is on the soundtrack. The song is not played its entirety in the movie itself, just a number of short subsections of the movie. Mary works best in the country rock idiom and began a solo career with a country cow punk rock outfit called Lone Justice in 1982, which she released two albums with. Her voice is incredibly distinctive, and if you do a search of her type of music and the types of songs that she sings, it ranks very highly in terms of musical range. And the song itself, just a bone-chilling, lonesome, sad song, was a very, very well-known song in the 1990s. Moving on now from those three vocalists, let's have a listen to a phenomenal, phenomenal guitar player. that guitar solo was Orenthia Panagaris, a Greek-Australian singer, songwriter, and guitarist. And believe it or not, she's only 24 years old. She's best known for working with Michael Jackson, being his lead guitarist, and also being the lead guitarist in Alice Cooper's live band since 2010. She's also performed for a host of other artists, ranging from country music to rock music to folk music, and has also been rated very highly by Carlos Santana himself, and has performed live on stage with Carlos Santana. That guitar solo is called Highly Strung, and she performs it as a duet with Steve Vai, who those guitar aficionados out there will definitely know of Steve Vai. So that's a lady to look out for. Very, very talented guitarist. Rated in the 2012 survey of one of the top 12 influential guitarists in the market at the moment. We're going to be moving back to wrapping out the show with a couple of classics from some of the ladies who've kept us very happy with music over the years.
What's up, you rich Mike? Give me a detailed...
Please enter your... First message.
The rock show that never ends on KSFM 94.9.
Same thing you are.
She'll never let you down. She'll never fool around, 'cause she's in love.
right, there was Suzy Quatro, She's in Love With You from 1979. British-based American singer, songwriter, bass guitar player. She was the first female bass guitar player to become a major rock star, and this broke a barrier to women's participation in rock music. The album Suzy and Other Four-Letter Words, which she did call her favorite album, was released in 1979, and the song She's in Love With You comes off that album. Right, and our closeout song for our last Wednesday night show. Remember, as I said, this is the last Wednesday night show for The Rock Show That Never Ends. We're shifting to Friday night, 8 to 9 from this Friday night. Our closeout artist is Janis Joplin. She's an American singer-songwriter from Texas, and her style is fairly unconventional in terms of appearance and in terms of her experiences at school, how she was treated, which led to her being fairly rebellious and her lifestyle becoming fairly unconventional. She was also a bit of a poet as well, and she began a singing career as a folk and blues singer in San Francisco, playing bars and clubs with a guitar and auto harp. The song we're going to listen to, Little Piece of My Heart, comes off her second album, Cheap Thrills, released in 1968. This was the song that launched her musical career, albeit a very short one, because tragically she died 2 years later at the age of 27, only 16 days after Jimi Hendrix passed away. So it was quite a rough month for the music industry. So let's close out with A Piece of My Heart from Janis Joplin and listen to her raw, bluesy cocktail voice, and just sit back. And then I'll be with you guys on Friday night in future for The Rock Show That Never Ends on 8 to 9.
The rock show that never ends on KSFM 94.9.
We'll be back Friday night, 8 to 9. Until then, we know it makes you feel good. So, rock on.